We'll enter by the river. Take them by force, if necessary. Remember your training. Follow orders. If they start shooting, we'll hit them back hard. There is no place for cowardice.
Pinkertons were mercenaries. They were from out of town. They had no ties to Pittsburgh, no ties to these workers. They were paid a wage to wield their clubs. The moment Frick made the decision to bring in Pinkertons, the die was cast, and the only way this strike was going to end was in tragedy.
Fire!
Men barricade themselves inside the Homestead plant. Causing steel production to grind to a halt. Carnegie Steel's chairman, Henry Frick, is in no mood to negotiate. Under pressure to quell the revolt, Frick brings in the Pinkertons, a mercenary army capable of outgunning the U.S. military. And their presence threatens to be the spark that lights the powder keg.
Frick thought to himself, when the workers see the Pinkertons, when they see that I'm not going to back down, they will back down. He thought a show of strength, a show of resolve, was all that was needed. And that would be the end. He badly miscalculated.